Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into something foundational but maybe overlooked a bit: the true costs of artificial intelligence. And it goes way beyond just, buying some software, cloud compute time. Our mission here for this deep dive is really to pull back the curtain on AI's, well, its big environmental impacts, the hefty hardware investments, those complex development costs, and the big societal shifts too. So let's maybe start with the environmental footprint, because that seems kind of hidden, but it's really eye-opening when you look at the numbers.
It absolutely is. Just training one large AI model, like OpenAI's GPT-3, that used, get this, 1,287 megawatt hours of electricity.
Wow. What does that mean in like real terms?
Well, think of it like this. That's equivalent to about 502 metric tons of Kiro for one model training run.
Okay, that's substantial.
It really is. And even just asking a question, like a single query to ChatGPT, that's estimated to use maybe 10 times the energy of a simple Google search.
10 times.
Yeah. And it's not just power. Data centers, the places running all this AI, they drink water, about 1.7 liters per kilowatt hour, mostly just for cooling them down.
Right, cool. I hadn't even thought about the water aspect.
Exactly. So the big takeaway here is AI isn't just floating in the cloud somewhere digitally. It's got this massive physical footprint, and that directly affects, global resources.
That really changes how you picture it. Okay, so beyond the environment, there's the direct financial costs,
Yeah.
right? Getting the hardware needed. How much are we talking about there?
Oh, it's immense. And honestly, it's a huge barrier for many. Those high-end GPUs like NVIDIA's A100, you're looking at maybe $10,000, $12,000 each.
Each. Wow.
And the newer ones like the H100, they're even more powerful. You can rent them on demand, sure, for around, say, $2.95 an hour, but still,
That adds up fast.
it does. And that kind of pricing means, well, it concentrates the really advanced AI capabilities among just a few big players with deep pockets, limits wider access,
Okay, so with those kinds of hardware costs for a business thinking long term, is the cloud always going to be pricier than just like building it yourself on premise?
Actually, not always. It depends on usage. Our analysis, looking at the total cost of ownership, shows that if you're running AI operations pretty constantly with high utilization, on-premise setups can genuinely be much more economical.
Really? How quickly?
The break-even point against using on-demand cloud services can be surprisingly short, maybe around 11, 12 months.
Less than a year.
Yeah. And over, say, a 5-year lifespan, running your own hardware could save you potentially over $3.4 million compared to just renting cloud time, especially if your system is busy for more than like 5 hours a day.
So for heavy users, owning makes sense. That's a huge potential saving.
It really can be.
But the spending doesn't stop at the machines, right? I mean, actually building these AI models, training them, that cost has shot up too.
Oh, absolutely. What's really striking is just the sheer scale of the increase. You look at GPT-3 back in 2020, the training cost was estimated somewhere between, let's say, $4.6 million and $15 million.
Which is already a lot.
Right. But then you jump to Meta's Llama 3 in 2024, estimates start at least $500 million.
Half a billion. Wow.
I know, it's a massive jump in just a few years. And that's mostly compute. Then you add data preparation, cleaning it, labeling it, that can eat up 15 to 30% of your whole project budget.
Right, the data is crucial.
Exactly. And then, of course, you need the people. Hiring top AI talent, you're talking salaries of $100,000 to $300,000 a year, easily. So it's layers upon layers of cost.
Okay, that paints a clear picture on the economic side.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears a bit to the impact on people. The question everyone asks is, AI going to take all our jobs?
Yeah, that's the big one, isn't it? And the answer is, well, it's complicated. You've got projections like Goldman Sachs suggesting AI could replace the equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs globally.
300 million? That sounds terrifying.
It does. Mostly routine tasks, they say, in retail, manufacturing, admin roles, things like that. But then you have the World Economic Forum projecting a net gain of 58 million jobs globally by 2025.
A net gain. How does that work?
Well, their figures suggest 75 million jobs might be displaced, yes, but potentially 133 million new jobs could be created. Jobs we haven't even fully imagined yet, many related to developing and managing AI.
So very different pictures. Does it maybe depend on who gets the new jobs versus who loses out? What does this mean for equality?
That's exactly the crux of it. The shift does risk making economic inequality worse. AI tends to favor workers who already have specialized AI skills,
right,
which could squeeze the middle class, you know,
yeah,
eliminating those mid-level roles and maybe pushing more people into less stable work, like the gig economy. Plus, it can help big companies consolidate power and might weaken workers' ability to bargain.
That's a really critical point about fairness.
Yeah.
And beyond jobs and money, what about the ethical side? What should we be watching out for there?
Well, a huge one is bias. AI systems learn from data, and if that data has biases baked in, the AI reflects them. We've seen examples like facial recognition sometimes being less accurate for people with darker skin tones.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And then there's data privacy. AI needs vast amounts of data, raising big questions about how that data is collected and used. Plus, accountability. Sometimes AI makes decisions, but because it's like a black box, it's hard to know exactly why it made that choice. That makes fixing errors or assigning responsibility really tricky.
These are definitely complex challenges on top of everything else. And we're seeing this play out globally too, right? Nations are really seeing AI as strategically vital.
Oh, absolutely. It's become a major global race, but countries are taking different paths. China, for example, is aiming for global AI leadership by 2030. They've got huge goals, like a $100 billion AI industry, and this very practical AI plus strategy to push AI into basically every part of their economy.
Okay, very ambitious.
Definitely. Then you have Russia pursuing more of a state-led approach. Lots of government funding, something like 390 billion rubles planned for their main AI project. Hmm. India's got its India AI mission,
yeah,
focused heavily on building computing power, aiming for over 10,000 GPUs, hoping it'll add maybe $500 billion to their economy soon.
Wow.
And the UK launched its AI Opportunities Action Plan early this year, aiming for about a 47 billion annual boost to their economy, even setting up special AI growth zones. So yeah, everyone's sprinting, but with their own playbook.
Okay, so wrapping this up.
Yeah.
We've really unpacked a lot here. AI's costs are so much more than meets the eye. You've got the environmental load, the huge hardware and development bills, these profound societal shifts in jobs inequality, and this intense global race. It's intricate.
It really is. And what's fascinating, I think, is that navigating all this effectively, it demands real strategic thinking, governments and industry working together, and crucially, a commitment to making sure development is fair and responsible. That's key if we want AI to genuinely benefit everyone.
Which leads us to maybe the final big question, something for you, the listener, to think about. How do we actually ensure that all the incredible wealth and productivity AI promises to generate gets distributed fairly? How do we make sure it lifts society broadly instead of just creating deeper divides, something to mull over as you go about your day?